And Adam is here with all the business news. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Audrey. Rishi Sunak starts his first full day as British Prime Minister today. It also just so happens to be a month to the day since the start of the market meltdown that ultimately led to his predecessor's historically short term in office. So how have markets received the new leader and what do they want to see from him next? Susanna Streeter is Senior Investment and Markets Analyst at Hargreaves Lansdowne and she joins me now. Susanna, early days of course, but how have markets so far reacted to Rishi Sunak's victory and appointment as PM?
Well, so far, his appointment as Prime Minister, his victory, and now the new political cast he's got lined up. It's like the great British reshuffle, latest episode that's just been aired. So we've got the new cast ready to start cooking up their latest policies. And for now, the audience of investors have reacted positively because the pound is up. At around $1.14. And crucially, UK borrowing costs in the form of gilt yields have dropped back to levels that they were before the disastrous Trussonomics mini budget. And so now all eyes are really going to be what various cast members in the cabinet are going to do next and just how they are going to try and press forward in this kind of pretty sensitive and volatile market environment, because that's still what they're facing. There is still, I think, a bit of suspicion around just how the government is going to balance the books, even though, you know, many people think that's just not possible right now, because of course the debt mountain is pretty large. Obviously, depending on what kind of economic standpoint you take, there are many others who believe that actually spending cuts right now are simply, or drastic ones anyway, not the right direction for the country to take, given that recession is looming. Even so, I think there is going to be pressure to make cuts next week.
Well, Sunak didn't have to campaign this time. His campaign promises from July are probably all out of date now, given the changed economic circumstances. So do markets actually know what his plan is going to be?
Well, what he said certainly yesterday was that he's facing a very difficult economic situation. The UK as a whole is, and also the global picture as well. It's very difficult for other countries. What he did give hints to was perhaps there might be some elasticity in terms of the timeframes of repaying the debt. He did say he did want to leave debt for future generations, but I think there were hints in there that actually just how long it's going to take to pay some of the spending and some of the borrowing back, not just obviously recently because of the help for energy, but also, of course, the huge spending that took place during the pandemic. I think we might see movement there. I do think, though, what he said already is that he's going to really be cautious when it comes to spending. And also, we're unlikely to see any kind of continuation of the low tax policies of Trussonomics. He has said that that is his overall aim, but not till the end of the next parliament. So we're talking 2029. And of course, the Conservatives may well not be in office by then anyway, or much sooner perhaps.
A long time away, of course. Very briefly, is there anything on the immediate horizon then that Marcus will be looking towards as a signal for where his government is going?
Well, of course, next week we do have, on the 31st, we still do have a fiscal plan expected to be unveiled, more detail on exactly where spending may be curtailed and perhaps how long a time frame the government will have to keep borrowing. So that, I think, is going to be the next key movement. We've had the lineup already. We've got key people in positions. And for now, it seems as though there's a feeling of continuity at least, from the recent couple of weeks since Jeremy Hunt has been in charge at the Treasury.
Susanna Streeter, Senior Investment and Market Analyst at Hargreaves Lansdowne, thank you very much for that.